Welcome to The Hitch, week two. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, wait. What day is it?
It's day nine.
Day nine.
Yeah. And it is nice.
It's really nice.
Outside right now. And it's nice to be sitting across from you recording.
I'm happy that you're alive.
I am alive. I just got back.
Yeah. At the campsite. I was wondering a little bit about that was going to be a possibility.
I just got back. I do another podcast called Says Who at sayswhopodcast.com if you don't listen.
Which is really funny and great.
It's a current events podcast that I record with my friend Maureen Johnson, who lives in New York, and we record over the internet together. And most of the time, that's fine, except you need the internet to do that. And this campsite, the Wi-Fi is very slow, and cell signals are quite weak, and it was just not going to work. And so I was like, I guess what I'll do is drive into Memphis, park at the Welcome Center just over the Mississippi River, which has very strong Wi-Fi. We were actually there earlier today.
Yeah, we were there earlier today.
I did some speed tests, and I was like, okay, or not Wi-Fi, but the cell signal is super strong. I'll tether my computer to my phone, and I'll record there. All fine, except being locked in the back of a car,
a black car
in Memphis heat was like, not the smartest thing I've ever done in my life.
For the record, I tried to talk him out of it about 1,000 times. I tried to come up with all sorts of other options for him, and he is very stubborn and hard to deal with sometimes, people, and he wouldn't listen. But I did send him with like a whole giant thing of cut up watermelon and cold water.
That helped.
In hopes that that would help.
It helped. And also, it was very heavy cloud cover. If it hadn't been, I would have figured something out.
Still, it was like 86 degrees.
But it was very warm back there. Yeah. I am very sweated out, but it's nice to be sitting outside.
It is nice. And it's
and
nice.
Recording
once again,
in a way
it's a nice
that does
day.
Not require the internet. So we can just
do
this.
Well, I'm glad you made it. I mean, it sounds like in addition to the heat, you had some other
issues. Yeah. In addition to that, there is a lot of parking lot security in Memphis.
I would say there's a lot of security in general.
Yeah.
Like you go, everywhere you go, there's a security guard.
Yeah. And I
don't know if there's a lot of crime or if that's just a thing that they have security guards everywhere, but they are everywhere.
Yeah. And this parking lot had a security guard, and I spent a lot longer in the parking lot, I think, than most at the Welcome Center do. And so by the end of the hour that I was in there sitting in the back of the car, the security guy was definitely curious.
I mean, we have tinted windows and stuff, so usually you can't see that there's a person sitting in the back, and so that's fine.
That's part of why I did it in the back.
But you have a very loud voice, and I'm guessing you and Maureen were laughing.
We were.
And, you know.
Yeah, and suddenly there's a security guy. At one point, they sent a cop car that kind of slow drove behind.
I can't believe they didn't stop and, like, knock on the door.
I mean, I guess it was...
The window or
whatever. Yeah, I was ready to be like, oh, I'm just using the internet. I'm sorry. But it was an adventure.
I was texting you a little bit just to make sure you were alive.
Yeah.
And but I didn't want to interrupt the podcast or anything. But I'm also like, gotta make sure.
I do feel a little lightheaded now.
Yeah, you need to drink
a lot.
Some Gatorade.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some Gatorade in the store.
Oh, maybe. That's not a bad idea.
I was thinking of having
canned Arnold Palmer instead.
That'll work.
Yeah, that'll do it. But yeah, it was back at this Welcome Center that we had gone to earlier today to eat lunch after a really pleasant morning.
Really pleasant, which was a change of plans because we were planning on going to the Civil Rights Museum.
Right.
And then this morning when I was checking their hours, I noticed that they're closed on Tuesdays.
I'm
like, oh, we're not going there today. So we're going to go there tomorrow.
Yeah.
And today we kind of did all the things we thought we were going to do. And so we're like, what do we do? And so we went to the downtown area and just kind of cruised around. We went to that one store. I can never remember the name
of it. I'm looking
it
up right now.
A. Schwab.
Yeah,
is that
A.
right?
Schwab.
Okay, A. Schwab.
Right. Yeah.
Which was really fun and cool. And Dan got a coffee mug, which is great because here's the funny thing. We have been sharing one mug.
Yeah.
We used to have two mugs.
We do. There's no
we
used
still
to.
Have
we
two
do.
Mugs.
One of
one
them's in our
one
basement.
One we left behind. One we.
The night before we were leaving, I think we were unloading the laundry. And I reached over to the table that is in the basement right near the laundry area. And I was like, oh, is this one of our travel mugs? And we were like, no, it can't be. Why would it be here randomly on this table?
And, I don't know why it would
that's
be.
That's a valid question. But we instead of saying, I don't know, but maybe we should bring it, we didn't.
So,
for the last week and a bit, we
so
have been...
So we only had one,
one
we've only had one mug.
Mug
and so, we're, you know, you're just like staring down the other person like, when are you going to finish that coffee?
You are a very slow coffee drinker is the thing that I've learned this week.
Well, I don't like to drink it very hot.
Yeah.
So I like it kind of
just sit.
Warm. And so it has to wait. Yeah. I know. And Dan's like giving me the like.
It's like, you know, in a cartoon when like somebody's really hungry and they look at their friend and their head turns into a turkey. It's like that, but it's a coffee.
But coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am very happy that we can have our own coffee.
I'm excited.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Plus so that place
nice to
was
have
cool.
a little. Yeah. Trinket, memento style trinket. But I am a little bit finicky when it comes to coffee mugs.
Oh, my goodness. A little bit?
Yeah,
they
lot.
Have to be the right size.
Yeah,
they have to be the right shape. That's have to be made out of the right thing.
Well,
I mean, I get it.
There's a lot.
But, yeah. So we've tried every time, every place we've stopped. We
but
have tried
finally,
to get him a coffee
the
mug.
The great search is over.
Finally, we found one that
But,
that
yeah,
made
we did that.
Cut.
And then we walked up Main Street.
Which
is
really
like a historic.
So many beautiful buildings.
Yeah, just beautiful buildings. Was oddly quiet everywhere in Memphis today. I don't know if maybe Tuesday is just kind of like the chill day or what.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, it's close to the Civil Rights Museum where we were.
Yeah,
and so
they're
I thought
closed.
They
so,
that probably, you know, it was closed, so maybe not as many people are in that area. But it was very quiet. And I was like, are people, do they take siestas? Like,
right.
It was midday and it was just like almost nobody on the street,
it
like
was,
two
it was
or
kind
three
of remarkable,
people.
But it was also just really nice.
It was really
it was like,
relaxing.
It was so chill
beautiful.
And the weather was nice.
Yeah.
It was a little cloudy and there was still some wind. So it wasn't super hot. And we just walked all the way to the Civil Rights Museum and kind of stood outside for a little bit. And then we stopped off at a place and picked something up for a friend. And and then we took an old-fashioned trolley back.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Which was a lot of fun.
We had seen them where we parked, which was over by the Peabody Hotel.
Yeah.
And then we were trying to get some coffee. And here's the funny thing. We just like found a downtown coffee place that looks like they would sell beans.
Yeah.
And Dan ran in while we were like dealing with parking and stuff. And he comes out without beans. Mm. And the reason why is because the only coffee they sell was
from
Chicago.
Like,
which we love that coffee. But we're like, we want something from here. Anyway. It was funny. So,
though, come tomorrow, we will need to get whatever coffee
whatever
we can
coffee.
Get our hands on.
We were just trying to try a local roaster. Like, we were like looking them up.
We will run out of coffee soon.
And now that we've got the two mugs.
Yeah, we'll run out even sooner.
Yeah. But there are these beautiful old trolley cars.
Yeah.
And they run up and down Main Street and they're just gorgeous. And we were like, oh, we hadn't planned on riding them, but we had time today and we walked for a while and it was pretty hot. It was very humid.
It heated up.
So we were
the
just like
the sun had come out by the
and
second half of the walk.
So, but the funny thing was we were like waiting for a very long time for one to come. And then it finally did. But the funniest thing is we were like at the end of the line, it was just sitting there.
Yeah.
And we're just like staring down the like driver, like, are you ever
finally
gonna
we gave
start?
Up.
We finally gave up and then he came. Anyway, we jumped on. It was awesome. It was so fun.
Yeah, beautiful wooden interior.
So gorgeous.
You know, they're still like steering it and driving it with like these cast iron old, you know, mechanics.
Where there's like an engine on each side and the guy just walks back and forth. So beautiful.
It was great.
Painted in bright colors on the outside. Everything's like completely restored.
Yeah.
It was really fun. But we rode it for like three blocks and then we got off.
And then we got off. But, yeah, it was nice.
It was
nice. You know,
nice.
There's something incredibly charming about Memphis.
It's very charming. The downtown that has so many beautiful buildings.
Yeah, in Chicago, where we're from, there are few and far between old buildings downtown. You know, part of that's the fire. Part of that is the fact that it is a booming metropolis and the small buildings of the 1800s were knocked down to, that remained, that were knocked down to build bigger buildings of the mid 1900s, and then were knocked down to build the bigger buildings of the, you know, it's like there's been multiple knockdowns at this point. But Memphis, a lot of the downtown is still intact and old and beautiful.
Yeah, you've got a lot of low buildings, like 2 and 3 stories, like a lot of ones that were industrial, and they'll say things on the outside like machine shop or something like that, but it'll be like a fancy loft, you know. And oh, here comes a big class A, so gonna hear some engine rumbles.
So big.
It's so funny because once again we are not small, we're 27 feet, but we are
one of the smallest
there's a lot of big guys here. Anyway,
it was a good day.
It was a good day. And that park down by, like, the Welcome Center, the park is really pretty.
It's right along, runs along the Mississippi. Absolutely gorgeous.
And there was a nice visitor center there. And then they have, like, what looks like a pedway. We didn't do it across the river.
Yeah.
With, like, a trolley that hangs down.
That didn't seem to be running, though.
Like a tram kind of thing. It wasn't running. Maybe that's a weekend thing. I don't know. But it was cool. It was really pretty.
It was.
Memphis is really...
It's really gorgeous.
Really nice.
Really a beautiful city. And we get to enjoy it tomorrow.
I know.
So we'll talk to you then.
Okay. Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road.